treat me right every night. You are my favorite, my knight in shining armor. You rescued me from myself when there was no one else. You saw something in me and made me believe. You pick me up when I'm down. I'm so much better when you're around. You're my haven't won, no longer lost, a force that can't go wrong, transcending where we belong. No longer wondering why this love is real, we can't hide, holding our hands up high. Humility, trust and pride, the way that we began was so simple.
Well, all right, everyone. Welcome to Lady Diva Live Radio. I am on air right now, your host with the most. Here I am, Lady Diva. Phone lines are open right now. You know my guest line number, 657-383-0771. Now, remember, this show is recorded. Once after the show is done, it will be released to many major streams, and you can listen to it quietly then. So thank you all for tuning in. The show will begin. All right. Welcome, Hatina, back to the show. She is my returning guest with a new album.
Hi. How you doing? I appreciate you having me back.
Yes, you know, when I had you on the show last few weeks ago, and you mentioned that you was coming out with an album, I said, please come back. And you did.
Easy for you, Lady Diva. You know it.
You've been a busy lady. So yeah. That song that I just played, Impossible, oh, my gosh, I love it. And the video on YouTube just came out. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I love how it was put together, man. I love the video.
Thank you. I have an amazing crew, that's for sure. Absolutely amazing crew.
All right. So I'd like to ask you about that song, Impossible, which is on the new album, Elements of a Real Man. What is the story behind the song Impossible?
You know, well, the way I write my songs, everything is always about everything that I write is always about personal experience. And so it's partly my experience combined with my parents, you know, which is why I really wanted to, which is why I wanted to include them in the video. And I try to include them anyway, for the most part, in anything and everything that I do. But they really are a great example for couples to me. And I love them. I love them to death. And I don't know, when I was listening to the track, that tune, that hook just kept popping in my head. You know, I was humming it, and then I was like, oh, how can I write this? And it just came to me. It just happened, and I just kept hearing, it's impossible to breathe without you, impossible to see without you. So it just kept hitting me, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and run with this. And literally, I wrote it pretty quickly, and I was really pleased with it, and went in the studio and did some more magic to it, you know?
Okay. That sounds good. I mean, you're just unbelievable. And so thank you for that answer. Thank you very much. So as we move along, let's talk about Be Mine. How's it doing on the charts? And go ahead.
It was on the chart for a while. Look, it had gotten released in February of this year, and I tell you that everybody ate that song up. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I
so
did.
It hit number two for a minute. You know, it didn't hit quite number one yet. You know, it didn't quite hit number one, but hey, we were close. And you know, just the fact that I'm happy, I'd be happy as long as I'm in the top 10. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm happy to be on these charts.
You know,
but it really gained a lot of traction, a lot of success, and a ton of airplay. I tell you, definitely.
Did that inspire you coming off that first single, Be Mine, inspire you to do the album, Elements of a New Man?
Elements of a Real Man. Yeah, you know what? To a certain extent, yeah, because I was trying to, I write all the time. So a lot of songs that I have like quite a few songs like to kind of pick from a catalog to pick from, because I've recorded a lot. And I was trying to, Elements of a Real Man was actually the last song that I wrote to go on this EP. I kind of wanted to stick to the theme. You know, Be Mine was really about, you know, finding that right person and then finally making that person yours, right? You all solidifying that and, you know, making creating that bond and solidifying that bond. And so I kind of wanted to kind of stick to that theme for this EP.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it came about to a certain extent. And I, you know, when I finally figured out what songs I wanted to actually put together on this EP to really make it whole.
Yeah.
Elements of a Real Man was that last piece. It was that last part. And I mean, when I tell you, I did not know what I was going to call the EP. I didn't.
Oh,
I was like, what am I going to call this? And then when I finished writing Elements of a Real Man, I was like, that's it. This has to be the title of the track.
Right.
I mean, of the EP. This has to be the title of the EP. Like, we have to make it that. And it just all came together after that. It was awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for that answer. Thank you for that. So I'm going to stop yapping, and I'm going to play Elements of a Real Man. How about that?
All right now.
Phone lines are open, everyone. Anyone's welcome to call in. I am worldwide, so don't be a stranger. Here is Elements of a Real Man. Stay tuned.
Thank you. sometimes we don't always make the best choices, no. And I've had my share of love and bad relationships. When you approached me, I wasn't sure how to feel, no. But then you showed me it's possible, true love is real. You took my hand, yes, with such
of a Real Man by Tina. All right. I have a male colleague in my studio with me. It's the first time he has heard this song. He said, that is the jam. Yeah, it is.
All right now.
And I believe that this album or that single belonging to this new album will hit number one this year.
Thank you. That's my opinion. Thank you. That is our opinion too. that's what we believe as well.
Yes. So I want to mention there's a caller. Caller, area code 562. Go ahead and speak. State your name, please.
Hi, my name is Felita Miller.
Oh,
hello, Miss Miller.
Hey, Tina. What's up, girl?
Hey. Oh, so nice of you to call in.
Of course, of course.
That's one of my super fans, y'all. One of my super fans.
Okay.
Isn't she the best? I'm just saying.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
100.
I love it. And I love this EP. I love, like, every song on it. I love every song on it. It's amazing.
Yes. 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 So,
nice.
Nina, you have anything else to say so we can move on?
Yeah, you have any questions for me? What inspired you for this EP, the whole thing?
Oh, wow. Okay, so, like I had, so my, really it was combination of personal experience and my parents, my awesome parents, you know, and the EP really, the gist of it, it's about realizing the true love in your life and embracing it, right? And so that's really what it's all about. And I started with Be Mine as the single, the first single from this EP, and built it from there. And so, yeah, that's the inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Amazing. And your parents are wonderful, too. Her parents are amazing as well. So.
Thank you.
I get it.
Okay. All right. So thank you for calling in, Miss Miller. You're more than welcome to stay put to enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right then. So as we move along, Tina, what is that ultimate desire which you wish all the fans to get out of this new baby of yours, this new album, Elements of a Real Man?
You know, I want people, it's just like my objective with my music period is to make people feel something, you know, and wanting to move them, you know, to move their spirit. And so that's what I'm hoping that folks get from this. It's a lot of emotion in this EP. And it's good, positive emotion, you know, mm-hmm. And that's what I want people to get from it. And, you know, just play it. I feel like, I know for me, when I was first, you know, getting into the songs and stuff before we made the final cut for what we were going to do, just listening, being able to listen to them over and over again and not get sick of them, right? Like they just to be able to listen to it over and over again. And I have been told several times that's the way my music is to people, is that they can listen to it over and over again and they love it. And so same objective for this EP is for you to really feel it and to get those positive vibes, you know, and listen to it over and over again. Shoot.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you had that on vinyl, oh man, it'd just be continuous playing on the stereo.
You know what? One day I'm working on that. I was working on a project in the past trying to make that happen and it didn't quite happen, but you know what, it's okay. Future, I'm working on that. I do definitely want to be able to do vinyl, and I was even thinking a possibility of, like, you know, just greatest hits or something, you know,
yes,
and do a vinyl of that or something. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, because to me, music has no expiration date.
It doesn't.
And you have timeless music.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, you hit the definite heart with your voice and the melody. So
thank
it's just
you.
Timeless. And you have plenty of time to work on getting it on vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no rest. Just keep doing some music. Keep putting out new music. And
absolutely.
You can't go no wrong, yes. So I would like to mention about you are under the radar on Indie Soul, especially the radio magazine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I'd like to ask you also about upcoming events. Now, you got an event coming up October 1st and October 2nd, and it's already sold out.
Yes, yes. You know, Cross City Classics, a great group of people. They put together a lot of Zoom concerts, and they have a regular weekly DJ show that they do, and there's been so many artists that I have met all over the United States who have been a part of their events, you know, their shows. And so it's really cool because this is like a meet and greet type of event. So it's going to be so awesome. And everybody's getting together, and there's a few of us that are going to be performing at the concert on the second. And so the first is actually like a cookout type of thing where we all get a chance to actually meet and mingle and mix and meet and greet and everything. And so it is going to be a great 2-day event. And literally sold out already. And it's crazy because people, like, we were trying to tell people, like, you better get your tickets. Like, they were like, oh, yeah, you know how people wait till the last minute, you know? And we're like, I don't think you should wait till the last minute. Like, you need to go on and get your tickets. And as soon as we found out that it was sold out, when we started posting that, oh, man,
yeah.
People were like, what? No, wait a minute, can I get? Like, no, I'm sorry, you got to wait till next year, you know? And, you know, that is the plan. They're hoping to be able to make this a regular thing when they do a concert every year. So this is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And so I'm excited. I'm real excited and I'm excited to be able to get to meet all these people that I've gotten a chance to meet just over Zoom, you know? So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is. And I'd like to ask you, where at in the ATL is this concert going to be happening at?
It's in, don't let me lie, it's in Atlanta. don't let me lie. Wait, I'm trying to, it's some city. No, let me stop. I can't remember the name of the actual city. But it's
okay.
Not far from Atlanta.
Well, we'll get back into it while you're looking. So
do you want
me to play another track off the song? I have So High, and I want to play Be Mine at the end of the show.
Oh, whatever you choose. How many more we got time for? Two? We got time for two? You can play So High.
We got time because, I mean, just very little information I want to get. I can play So High. So what's the story behind this track in the new album, So High?
Well, I wrote that song like a while ago. And, you know, I was just, you know, how there's a, I'm the type of person that, you know, you don't need no substance. I don't need no substance to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't need all of that, you know. And so, When putting together the concept of this song, I was like, oh, you know what? This is really about how a person makes you feel, you know, and you get excited and happy and, you know, and giddy around them, then, you know, that's how that person makes you feel. And so that's really the concept around that song, is, you know, how a person really, really makes you high, makes you, you know, excited and happy. So, yeah, that's the concept behind that song.
Or make some people goofy.
Yeah, it does. sometimes. Yeah, that's why I said giddy, you know. Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and play So High while you get things together. And I'll get that information from you about the concert that's going to be happening October 1st and 2nd. So here is So High by Tina. Stay tuned, everyone.
Got me in tears.
anticipating. Boy, I'm so elated to be on this journey with you, to share all these moments with you. You got me drunk with your love, with every sip can't get enough. You got me anxious to see what's in the future for you and me. You make me feel like I'm the only one in this world, like there's no one around. Your love is incredible, irresistible, unbelievable. You got me thinking. You'll always be by my side. You fill my heart with such pride. You give me reason to believe. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. You set me free and I can see clearer. Erase all my doubts and fears. Secure and safe with your warm embrace. Possibilities are endless, so sexy, strong and gifted. You got me singing, ooh la 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 la.
I love it. You are just so hot. How can you stand yourself, Tina? I'm just joking.
You are hilarious. I can't.
I can't sing worth a darn. Don't be around me when I'm singing in the shower. I cannot sing, but I love your voice.
Thank you.
So, yes. So
that's okay, as long as I make you want to sing. Hey, that's all right.
Okay. I turn it up so loud you can't hear my voice. So is there any other future events you would like to tease and let us know in on?
Oh, you know what? FYI about the about Atlanta show. It's actually at a concert venue in Marietta. which is about 20 minutes outside. Yeah, 20 minutes outside of Atlanta. So, yeah,
okay.
It's going to be real nice. I'm excited about that.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
Marietta,
I
know that. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have no clue. I don't know. I don't live there. So
yeah.
I don't know. I've been there a few times, but I'm not real extra familiar with, but I'm excited.
Right.
I can't wait to get there. Yeah. And then I've got a couple of private events coming up. Like some really nice fundraisers. I've been getting a lot of work in that instance, for a lot of private gigs, which has been, it's been awesome. You know, I'm like, okay, people are calling me and, hey, you're available. I'm like, yeah, okay. I do have some more dates coming up pretty soon, and it's going to be in that's actually going to be at the Rhythm Room downtown Los Angeles. So that's going to be, I'll be getting some more dates for them. We're working on that right now, and also working on another dinner show, like a dinner show. Hopefully it should be in November. So that's still kind of in the works. We're working through it and trying to get all the details together. But, you know, anybody who wants to know anything that's going on with me, they can always go to my website and check out, you know, the shows tab and, you know, really see what's going on. And most importantly, subscribe to my email, you know, to my email list, and you'll get regular emails on what's going on with me.
And everyone, she does great emails.
Aw.
She does great emails. She will send a note out to you, especially on hump day or anytime during a weekday, to uplift your spirits. And if she's not like any other regular email, you know. So I'll be looking forward to your email. So I want to say thank you for your emails, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad. Well, if something ever happens and like we miss a day or something, people literally email or text me and they're like, "Hey, I haven't seen your update." I'm like, "Oh, what happened?" I don't know. You know, fortunately, I got a team that's really awesome, that really helps me out. And
gosh,
I don't know what I would do without Leonard.
So,
you know, they're really good at helping me out and making all that happen for me. So we try to make sure we stay on track, you know.
Well, keep
I don't want
the emails
to miss their encouragement.
Going. Yeah, because I'll be like, I'm tired of looking at these emails with bills. Where is Tina at? You know, that's what I was. What she got to say? I need a distraction. Yeah, so there you go. I would like for you to give your website information, spell it out, and your social media information. Please mention how many Facebook pages you have.
Oh, wow. Well, I only have, just one Facebook page. I don't.
Oh, you don't have music page?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's it. I have the music page, but my personal one is just my personal one. But, everything is Atina's Music. So that's H-A-T-I-N-A-S as in Sam. M-U-Z-I-C-K. So Atina's Music. Once again, that's H-A-T-I-N-A-S-M-U-Z-I-C-K. So, and that's my website. That's Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter. And for Instagram, it's the same, but it's underscore official. So that's Atina's Music underscore official. So, you can find me anywhere. If all else fails, just Google me.
Yes.
That's what I say in my YouTube channel.
There you go.
Don't forget that.
Yes.
YouTube channel is Atina's Music as well. And you got to go check out the new music video. Seriously, we're trying to get to like 5,000 views, you know. So please, by all means, you know, if you can, go on there and watch it and comment and like and share. Please, please, please do that for us.
I thought I've already commented. If I haven't, I'm going to go back on there and comment. I'll comment again. Shoot, I love the video. Also, mention, where is the album is streaming at? Is it on all major streams?
It is. So, you know, you can download it, buy it. iTunes and Amazon Music. But it's also on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, and Deezer. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, you can, and if you want to actually purchase a physical CD, a signed CD by me, then you can go to my website and you know, click on that link there and purchase it. And I'll get it together and get it sent out to you.
Wow. Y'all hear that? That is something. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So mm-hmm. here we are coming almost to the end of our fun on this showcase. Here comes the shout out. And I want to say thank you to Jay Ross, the boss.
Oh, yes. Thank you for thanking him. Yes, yes, yes. He is so awesome. I love him
yes,
to death.
He is.
He has so much. When I tell you, it's so nice. It's like he's like a breath of fresh air because when he truly believes in your project, he is mm-hmm. going to work hard for you.
Yes, and, he does.
Yes, and I love him for that. I really, really do. So, man, we work so well together. We work so well together.
That's
and
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He really is a breath of fresh air. And my whole team, you know, everybody who's anybody who had to do with, you know, getting this EP together and getting the videos together for it. You know, I've got another video coming out, but I don't know. We don't know if we're releasing it yet, but
don't tell us.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
Okay.
We ain't ready yet, but you know, just get ready. You know, you really enjoyed my last couple of videos from Be Mine to now Impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna love the next one. So you know,
just
keep sharing, keep liking, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Keep watching and viewing. And help us get to those 5K views so that we can get to the next video. How about that?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is give an applause to Jay Ross, the boss, and your team, and all the other supporters that help you towards your new album. And that you will keep on supporting you. Hey.
Yes.
So I will play Be Mine at the end of the show.
Okay.
The hot song, the hot track. And any words of encouragement you would like to give for the up and coming artists that are want to climb the ladder as you do, Tina?
Wow. You know what? I always say be consistent. But be humble. Don't think too much of yourself. Because if you do that, you'll turn folks off. So, you know, don't ever think too much of yourself. Because, you know, there's always others out there that are better than you are. So, but be true to yourself. You know, be your authentic self. It's okay. People want to see that these days because, you know, because the world is so crazy and it's so much fake out there, you know, right now. So, you know, anytime you can be your authentic self, people really, truly do appreciate that. I've learned that people really do appreciate that. So that's why I do my best to try to be myself. No matter, I'm like, I am who I am, you know?
Yeah.
I am who I am. I'm goofy. I'm silly. I could be, you know, that's how I am. And I act that way. I'm that way, you know, all the time. People see it, you know, I make sure people see that part of me, that side of me. So, you know, and just keep grinding because this is not something you can't expect. It's not a one and done. Oh, you know, I put this song out and boom, you know, I want everything to happen. It don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You have to be consistent. You've got to work hard and, you know, you've got to get in front of people. You got to get in front of people. And I tell people all the time, have you heard of a Tina? They say, no, you sleeping. Wake up. You're sleeping. Wake
that.
Up. I'm going to wake you up. You know, I'm going to wake you up, you know, and I'm going to school you. I'm going to teach you, you know.
Tell them.
But seriously, like, you know, you got to, you have to be consistent and really stay in front of people, and don't be afraid to do that.
Right.
Don't be afraid to do it. Just do it, you know, and don't get discouraged. Sometimes you can, and I'm not going to say I don't, because I'm human, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I get discouraged sometimes, and, you know, it's we all get doors slammed in our face, or we all get told no, or we all get, you know, and you're like, wait a minute, you know, have you heard my music? Have you heard me? Like, I don't understand, you know. So don't get wrapped up in that, because start getting in your feelings. You know, it's not always about you. It's, you know, it's the others, you know. So you gotta be able to see that and kind of just take it with a grain of salt and keep moving. Just go to the next, you know. I've been trying to get some really good shows out in Chicago. I did pretty good this year, and I'm working on next year. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go where I'm wanted. You know, and you try to get
these other places,
and they keep slamming the door in your face. And it's like, okay, fine. You know, well, I'm going to go where I'm wanted, because
once I start
really building that and selling out, you know, then folks will be like, oh, wow, you know, maybe some of those other venues will end up coming around. So, yeah, just stay consistent, be humble, and don't give up.
Yes, and thank you for those humbling words of encouragement. Tina, you are always welcome to come back on my platform.
Thank you, Lady
Diva. To keep me updated, to keep us all updated. Thank you, Ms. Miller, for calling on the show. And congratulations on your new album, Elements of a Real Man, everyone. Go purchase her album. Check out her new video out on Impossible. Go to her website, everyone. This lady is the bomb to me. So I love your work. I love your work ethic. And I love your voice and your music. Keep going. Stay persistent. And just keep it going. Keep it running. And I thank you for coming back on my show.
Thank you for having me again. And I'll always come back for you, Lady Diva. You know it.
All right. All right. So I want to tell everyone, thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned for more shows later this month. And I want to thank everyone for their support and keeping me above level, keeping my platform open. I want to say good night, everyone. Love you all. Here is Be Mine. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Pieces, yeah. Won't you be?